In the gospel reading today, as our Lord speaks to us about the talents that we have, oftentimes we think in terms of the abilities that God has given us. We have artistic talent, or we have musical talent, or we can, you know, work well with money, or we can cook, or whatever the talent is that we happen to have. But I think we have to look a little bit differently. When we look, for instance, at the first reading, we hear about a great priest, a priest who was able to be a reconciliation for the people. Doesn't say anything about all of the various talents that this guy had, but rather it was a matter that he lived according to the vocation to which God had called him, and he was blessed in that way. And so if we then apply that elsewhere, it's to be able to look at the duties of your state in life and to be able to say, what is it that God has given to you? Not among all the talents, because obviously there are lots of talents that you have, but I'm simply saying, what are the duties of your state in life? What is it that God is asking? For those called to the married state, it's pretty simple. Well, pretty obvious, put it that way. It's not simple, because you've made a vow to love. Just that. And if you have been called to that state, God is going to give you the grace to do what it is that is required in that state. Is it easy? No. On one hand, it's easy to love. It's the very thing we were created for. But the problem is that God has given us whatever ability. And as we see in the gospel, he's expecting that we're going to at least double it. That's where the challenge comes. Because in most people's marriages, tragically, they do not want to grow in love. Now that sounds funny. I would say it sounds tragic. But we don't want to upset the apple cart. We don't want the status quo to change. Because if I love my spouse more, that means there are going to be some changes that are going to happen. Changes in me, changes in my spouse, changes in the way we treat one another, changes in the way we approach one another, changes in the way we're going to interact with other people. A lot of people don't like change. Even if it's really good change, we still like the way that we're accustomed to doing things. So imagine what's going to happen on the day that we stand before the Lord. For those who are married, God is going to say, you made a vow to love. That's the talent I gave you. Do you have five more? Have you loved your spouse more every day? Not just, well, I hope I love my spouse more than I did on the day that I got married. I hope so. Do you love your spouse more every day? Again, if we look at it in the context of that first reading, we see what a priest is supposed to be, and as we've talked about before, the fact that there was a priest who did all of this showed that he wasn't the norm. That's what's supposed to be the norm, but it wasn't, and it still isn't. And so we can apply that to single life, we can apply that to consecrated life, we can apply that to married life. And it's very easy to just want to go along and do what everyone else is doing. Everyone else just wants a mediocre marriage, so it's okay for us too. No, it's not. God didn't call you to mediocrity. You didn't say on the day you got married, I'll kind of love you, sort of, a little bit, as much as little as I can get away with, That's not what you vowed. So again, look forward and ask yourself, whatever your state in life might be, what's God expecting of me? Because whatever that state in life is, He has given you that talent to be able to live it. And He is expecting that on the day of judgment, we are going to be able to come to Him and say, here's what you gave me and here's what I'm bringing in. And while it wasn't in the gospel, we know what happened to the poor guy who buried the treasure in the ground. He brought back what was given to him, and the Lord took it away and gave it to somebody else. Said, you worthless, lazy lout. So if we look at it and say, well, yeah, I mean, I loved my spouse, but, you know, didn't really want to do any more than I had to. It's not going to sit too well. So we need to look, no matter what your state in life is at this point, what is it that God is asking of you? Doesn't matter what your state in life is. He's asking that whatever it is that He has given you to be able to live that state, that we are going to cooperate with Him, we are going to increase it, and that we are going to be able to glorify Him with what it is that He has given us. So take that to prayer and really look seriously at that. And especially, again, if you're called to the married state, you have been given the talent to do the most glorious thing in the world. And you have been given that talent to do the only thing that we are going to do for the rest of eternity. And so this isn't something just to say, I guess I just have to do this. No, this is what we want, to be able to really grow, to develop this and to learn to love this one person, but obviously the children, so that when we get to heaven, that's what we're going to do forever. So that's a great challenge for all of us to look at, because for every person, obviously, the basic vocation is to love. For those in marriage, that's a very specific aspect of it. But no matter what our state in life, like I said, look at it seriously. What, if you're single, if you're consecrated, if you're married, as a priest, whatever it may be, what is it that God is asking of you in your state in life? What is the essence of that state in life? That's God's vocation for you. He is also giving you the grace to live it, and not just to survive it, but to live it into its fullness. And He wants now for us to be able to receive that grace, to cooperate with Him, to multiply it, and bring it back to Him, double or more of what He has given to us.